A popular loan program many Alabama residents have used to purchase homes may be ending. What does that mean for buyers?
You're going to have money to put down on a home. It's going to go back like it was in the 50s.
Welcome to Call on Colleen. I'm David Black, along with Colleen Black of Keller Williams Realty Metro South, serving Alabaster and Shelby County, Birmingham. The middle of March saw some surprising news for people thinking about buying a home. Funding for single-family home loans guaranteed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture is expected to run out by the end of April. USDA loans are used heavily to buy homes in parts of Shelby and many other Alabama counties. We caught up with Carmel Cantrell, a loan officer with First Federal Mortgage in Birmingham, to find out more about this. Some of the announcements coming out have sounded rather ominous, suggesting the USDA program is history. What have you been able to find out?
Well, that it may be. To be honest with you, we had received a message from USDA to us. We were one of the few banks that accepted conditional commitment letters from USDA. We continued funding until they got money, but now they're not even issuing that. And the message is just the single family housing guaranteed loan program will likely be exhausted by the end of April 2010.
Now, this has happened before, but the government typically would come back and replenish the money so the program could fire back up. But this sounds like this may not happen?
Right. And it says once the funds are exhausted, it says the agency will not issue conditional commitments subject to receipt of appropriate funds. They won't do that anymore. But it says limiting funding may become available for disaster areas declared in 2008 or declared for Hurricane Katrina and Rita. But that's still not even a gimme. So they're hoping, they're saying that may come available, but they're not promising anything. What I have read and found out is, you know, we can call our congressmen and tell them how much we need these funds and to see if they will rush it through Congress to let's get USDA, the rural housing, back in swing again.
Have you been writing a lot of USDA loans?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, I have. I can't tell you how many USDA loans I've done. I did a lot in the office, a lot. That's one thing that I pushed with all my agents was USDA because we were able to do them.
In the meantime, what does this mean for people who might have been planning on using that program? What would you say to them?
Find a house now and cross your fingers that it will go through by the end of April. Cross your fingers that we don't run out of money before then. They really didn't think the money was going to run out this fast, but so many people are now, we're pushing USDA because that is our only 100% financing that we have. We don't have any other incentive like that. That is gone. The only one that we did or do have right now for the time being is USDA. And that was an awesome program because it was for, of course, rural areas and all of Calera, most of Chelsea, all of Montevallo, all of that was USDA eligible. And, you know, those are growing areas. And you can get into it with no MI as well, no mortgage insurance. So your payments were very good. You only had to pay a 2% funding fee, and they worked that back into your loan.
So for people who wanted to buy a home in those areas using a no-money-down loan program, where does this leave them?
Saving. They can get into FHA with 3.5% down, and that's right now. And, you know, word on the street is that they're thinking about going to 5% like conventional.
This strikes me as a pretty major event in the loan industry. Would you say that?
Yes, I would. I think a lot of, not only mortgage, it's real estate, and it just goes from there. I mean, now look at USDA. I mean, what are their offices going to do now? What are their loan officers going to do now? I have no idea. It's like FHA is changing, and it's like, why are they changing? You know, the upfront funding fee, that's changing. There's an upfront insurance premium that you pay to get into the FHA program. And it was always 1.75% of the sales price, of the loan amount. Now it's changing as of April 2nd to 2.25. That's 0.5% more, higher. Now, mind you, they will work it into the loan, but it still doesn't matter. You're still paying.
Overall, credit is just getting tighter.
Mm-hmm. You know, we've heard so many rumors in the mortgage business that now FHA is making, they're talking about, of course, the down payment's going to go higher from 3.5%. But, you know, I remember when I first got into it, it was 3%, and that was, what, 3 years ago. And now it's gone to 3.5% down, and now they're talking about 5% down. Also, word on the street is they're going to be raising the credit limit from 620 to 660. I don't know if that's going to happen. We didn't think they were going to up the upfront premium fee either, but they did do that.
If USDA loans go away, what is this likely to do for the real estate industry?
To be honest with you, it's going to be you're going to have money to put down on a home. I mean, it's going to go back like it was in the 50s. You can't get into a home without 10% down. It's going to be to where instead of, and I can't believe this is coming out of my mouth, but instead of you're going to earn a home. It's not that you deserve a home and you're going to have to work to get into a home like they did in the 1950s, like my parents did, like your parents did. They saved money in order to buy a house.
Some other news has come out that buyers will like to hear. At the same time, word comes out about the USDA loan program possibly ending. Lenders are also being told something else, that the Fed does not plan to raise interest rates.
If you sit here and look, I mean, whenever I first got into it, it was at 7.5%. Now, 4.75%.
Still an incredible time to buy.
Any time, yes. It truly is, and these are fixed. These are fixed rates. So it's like... That's awesome.
How much lower do you want?
Right. Well, gimme, gimme, gimme.
That's Carmel Cantrell, a loan officer with First Federal Mortgage in Birmingham. If you'd like to get more information from her, Carmel's number is 205-969-3334. That's 205-969-3334. A reminder that we provide a lot of information about Shelby County, Birmingham, Alabama area real estate at our website, calloncolleen.com. If you'd like to email us, our address is sales@calloncolleen.com. Colleen is spelled, by the way, with two L's and two E's. Or if you just want to pick up the phone and give us a call, that works too. Our area code is 205. The number's 356-5412. That's 205-356-5412. We thank you for listening and hope you'll join us for our next episode of Call on Colleen. I'm David Black. See you next time.